Claudia Tenney is trying to take the first step towards a return to Congress. The New Hartford, New York native represented the 22nd Congressional District from 2017 to 2019. She lost to Democrat Anthony Brindisi by less than 2%. Now she's campaigning against George Phillips in the Republican primary.
I'm the one Republican who can win this seat and take it back. My opponent has never been elected. Nice guy, but doesn't have really a record to go on.
Election Day is June 23rd, and Tenney feels comfortable because of her record and President Trump's endorsement. But Phillips says the endorsement is not indicative of the candidate.
We can't believe the president supported her when she supported transgender military surgeries, opposed welfare to work, and got an F rating from the American Conservative Union.
Phillips also warns voters to proceed with caution when Tenney touts low unemployment numbers.
We have had, under the Trump economy, the lowest unemployment level in 50 years, but in upstate they're misleading because so many jobs have left. Now we're hit by coronavirus.
Phillips and Tenney agree that upstate should have reopened sooner than it did. However, the two disagree on the country's approach towards tempering racial tension. Phillips says the past programs increase the socioeconomic divide. Tenney subscribes to the action already taken by President Trump. She says all that's left to do is have a bipartisan conversation.
We need to work on ways that we can protect our citizens, protect the police. We need to lay down our arms and really try to come together.
Election Day is Tuesday, but the results likely won't be known until early July. Local officials predict an overflow of absentee ballots due to the pandemic. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.